Tony Lashbrook is manager of the town of Truckee. He was the first department head hired by the town when it incorporated in 1993. Truckee was on a wave of economic expansion based on its ability to accommodate second home construction when our present housing crisis and economic downturn hit. The town of Truckee looked at California redevelopment programs as a way to move into a new era of progress in the town when the state withdrew support for the program. In this interview, hear Lashbrook's perspective on the modern era's boom and bust as manifest in Truckee.
Welcome, Tony Lashbrook, to this Tahoe Project interview. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure to be here.
Now, for those of our listeners who don't know, can you just explain your role at the town of Truckee?
Yeah, I'm the town manager of the town of Truckee. I've been in that position for about 7 years, and then before that was the community development director in charge of planning, building, a few other responsibilities for 11 years. So I was actually the first department head hired by the town after it incorporated in 1993.
Great. So you've really seen the trajectory of growth and slowdown and have some perspective to share, and that's part of the initiative for our conversation today. So thanks for joining me.
I have all the recent history.
all the contemporary history. So on that note, you know, we think about Tahoe and Truckee and the differences between them, and Tahoe is essentially at build out. You know, we're not in a position where development is going to ever be the tool, new land development is ever going to be the tool for growth. Truckee's in a very different position. You at the time of the height of construction and investment, we're looking at pretty good run of how many years of really good and strong investment in the community and development.
2025, you know, some ups and downs, but pretty steady growth.
Mm-hmm. And now, given since basically about 2005, 2007, you've been looking at a lull in that growth, which you described in one of your pieces where you talked to the town as an opportunity, really a chance to step back and not be in this push of growth, but a chance to get some perspective on the growth that has occurred and look at a way forward. So my question to you, being a few years on from the time of making that statement, is what have you found in that self-reflection as a town? What opportunities do you see, and have you been able to capitalize on the lull as a time of creativity?
Well, the challenge with the lull is that the recession that created the lull was so deep that using kind of traditional mechanisms, planning tools to spur the kind of smart growth and smart investment that we were seeking was impossible. There was really no private investment occurring in this market or in almost any market.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we were through the use of redevelopment, putting programs in place that would fund public infrastructure that was either generally supportive of the kind of development we were looking for, or specifically tied to development projects that we felt were important to our community. And those looked really promising. And then just this year, through a whole series of issues, which really, you know, centered around the state's economic crisis and the need of the state of California to have cash for other reasons, we're kind of ripped, that tool was taken away from us and everyone else in California that used redevelopment. Right about the time opportunities for success were possible. That's hurt our momentum and sent us back scratching our head looking, for the next big idea in terms of how to really foster the development, the kind of growth and development we're looking for in the places that we're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we are right now, is in that mode of seeking that next big idea, partnership, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. In so many ways, the history of communities in the Sierra is a history of resilience. You know, when the railroad's not the next big thing, or when the timber industry was no longer the next big thing, people who had sort of fallen in love with the way of life here had to step back and reinvent themselves. And sometimes that takes years, and sometimes it takes generations. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, this economic state in our entire country asked that question of every community, whether it's Los Angeles or it's the town of Truckee. But I think that place really informs that resilient response or the creativity that comes into it. What's Truckee's unique assets in that in right. this time of a call for resilience?
Yeah. I think Truckee's unique asset is that it's a real working town, and it's not a resort. It has a certain authenticity that goes with that. And frankly, in the current economic circumstance, we're at risk. That's at risk, both in the boom times when the people that worked here were getting priced out of the market by the people that wanted to vacation here and buy their second homes. But now, because there's not the level of employment that there was, even though housing prices have come down, to have maybe a closer relationship to local wages, there's not as many local jobs to support that. So, you know, we run this risk of this real place with real authenticity, both in its structure and form and historic buildings, but also in the fact that it's filled with real families and real people that are really living and working here. That's an ongoing challenge, and the one that keeps me awake at night is how do we maintain this real place? Because I think one of the things that makes us competitive in this resort market is the fact that, wow, that's a real place. Real people really live and work there. We can go rub elbows with them at Truckee Thursdays or at Music in the Park or at Donner Lake, and that's a different experience than hanging out at the Village of Squaw Valley or North Star or many other places. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, sets us apart.
This is the end of part one of the Tahoe Project interview with Tony Lashbrook. Listen to part two, in which Lashbrook talks about the challenge and opportunity of slow times for the economy.